getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian. I'm the Associate Pastor at Riverview Community Church in Kent. I work at the worship and the discipleship ministries there. And I'm going to share with you today a devotional based on Psalm chapter 13. And I had the privilege of working on a project that I released a couple years ago, and it's called Delighting in the Lord Through the Psalms. And so as I read this devotional, you're going to hear a piano piece I wrote to go along with it in the background. And if you like what you hear, you can purchase it at briangrutman.com. My last name is G-R-E-U-T-M-A-N, Grutman, and just a real devotional tool to help you in your walk with God. And so here is this devotional called Is God Hiding? How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God, give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. That was Psalm 13, verses 1 through 6. There are times in life when we feel like God has forgotten us and is hiding from us. When writing this psalm, David was in one of those times as he was extremely discouraged and full of sorrow. He felt like his enemies were winning and like he was going to die. He keeps asking God, how long? When I was traveling with a summer music group in college, this was the psalm our speaker spoke on almost every night for 3 months. There were times when we thought, how long are we going to have to hear this same message every night? I will never forget how he explained the change in David in the fifth verse of the psalm. Everything had been doom and gloom, and then David says, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. The speaker said that David remembered God's faithfulness to him in the past, and most importantly, he remembered God's character. God loves his children and delights in delivering them. There have been pivotal times in my life when I had to trust that because God had been faithful to me in the past, that he would be faithful to me in the future. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. John Piper, in his book Future Grace, says that in our fight against anxiety, depression, and other things, we must put our faith and trust in God's future grace for us. We must trust that God, because of Jesus' death on the cross, will give us the grace we need to deal with situations 5 minutes from now, an hour from now, etc. Because of that, we can choose to trust God instead of giving in to things like worry, anger, and fear. At the end of this psalm, David begins to sing and rejoice in God's goodness to him. Rather than being anxious or depressed today, let's trust that God will provide what we need moment by moment. Let's choose to rejoice in that today.
You've been listening to Pastor Brian Grutman of Riverview Community Church in Kent. To find out more about the church, visit them online at riverview.cc.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.